اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Welcome back, respected brothers and sisters. Thanks so much for joining us again. Inshallah, we will continue Surah An-Naba and practice and apply those rules that we just studied.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
One thing left from our previous session about the letters which are written but not pronounced, okay? Do you remember it?
Yes.
The letters which are written but
not pronounced.
Lesson, okay? In... six words were there, okay? If you remember. Ulu, Uli, Ulate, Ulae, Ulaike, Saurikum. So these were the six letters, okay, that the letters are written, but you do not pronounce them. Okay? They are written, but you do not pronounce them.
أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
أفمن يعلم أنما أنزل إليك من ربك الحق كمن هو أعمى إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب.
وكتبنا له في الألواح من كل شيء موعظة وتفصيلا لكل شيء فخذها بقوة وأمر قومك يأخذوا بأحسنها سأريكم دار الفاسقين.
There are also some other words. Like they are written, but you do not read them. Like Aleph is written there, okay? Aleph is written there, but you do not pronounce them. Let's say and practice this rule as well. Then we will go to our new topic, which was the letters which are not written, but you have to pronounce them.
Not pronounce them.
So one of the words is mi'atin. مئاتين. Can you identify the letters?
مي حمزة حمزة مئاتي ت
ها وتا تا مبسوطة وتا مربوطة
حمزة.
So but there is one alif after ميم. ما مئاتين. There is one alif, but when you see this word, okay, you do not have to pronounce this alif.
It's easy. ميم حمزة تا and تنوين.
Can you go to سورة الفجر? Turn to Surah Al-Fajr.
Which page? We have no idea what page it is.
Uh-huh. Go to Surah Al-Fajr if you know. It is on page 593. Page 593, Surah Al-Fajr. Ayah 23. The last ayah in that page.
Yes.
Who can recite?
The last ayah.
Okay.
No. The last
أعوذ بالله بسم الله recite.
وجيء يومئذ بجهنم.
يكفي سارة صلوات فرهادي.
وجيء
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. That was correct.
I understand what you said. وجيء
وجيء. Alif is written here, but you don't have to pronounce it. Look, there is a small sukun on the top of Alif.
That's not a sukun.
So for mine is gray.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, so
wow, that's why you understood.
Yeah, mine is nothing there.
Yeah, for him, mine is blue and like.
So you gotta skip it then. So here, Gia is listen. Gia is one of Gia is one of the words that Alif is written there, but you skip it. Okay. وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمَ. Do not say وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ. No.
Sir, all the training, all that's written is for me is just a waw and a jim, hamza, and yawmaidin. That's all that's written.
That's correct. Then there is no alif.
وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى.
Okay, so remember that when a letter alif or ya is written there, but you don't have to pronounce it, it's very clear. There is a small sukun on the top of that alif, okay? Well, yes. Sukun is a small always, okay? So it is on the top of that letter, so it means that you gotta skip this. So let's get back to our previous topic, which was the letters which are not written but pronounced.
So can we must be pronounced. One by one?
So what we were talking about, ha ul dhamir, yes?
Ha ul dhamir.
It means the ha that you have to stretch the sound of who, he, to who,
so
and
ha
he.
Or ha. Ha or ha.
Ha is zamir. Ha means ha does not mean that ha, alif, and hamza. No. Ha, this circle ha.
That has two eyes.
No. Bigs. Not two eyes. Just it's one eye. That one. Like bihi that we had.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم.
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
So, Suratul Naba. Respected brothers and sisters, we will again continue Suratul Naba.
One by one.
We were reciting, Alhamdulillah, up to page ayah 15 we recited.
Yes.
Let's continue. Let's repeat this ayah again, then the next ayah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
So if you have joined us recently, so you can open the Quran, page 582, Surah An-Naba, ayah 15.
لنخرج به حبا ونباتا.
لنخرج به حبا ونباتا.
If you do not stretch the sound of bihi, how do you say?
به
no, do not stretch this out.
Sir, we can't because there is a ye.
No, just suppose there is no ye.
But sir, it will be too high and it will be hard to pronounce.
Linukhrijah.
I mean, do not stretch the sound of he. Just say he. That becomes a little wrong, yes? Yeah. Kind of wrong word. لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا
لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا
ما شاء الله.
So can I read one by one, sir, please?
Yeah, one by one, one
Sun.
By one.
Okay. من هالحسين, next ayah.
Okay. وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافًا
One of the cases with the letters which are not written but you have to pronounce is this alif, dagger alif.
Yeah.
It's not a complete alif, but you gotta pronounce it. Alif. Yeah.
It's like an alif.
Sometimes you can't see it.
Yes.
Sir, let's... because of this in my Quran, this is like this yellow.
Is yellow? Yeah.
Falafel.
Okay. So let's listen again to Minhal Hussein.
وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافَ
ما شاء الله وجنات الفافا great محمد يحيى
إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا
إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا again a dagger alif it's pronounced okay you gotta pronounce it ما شاء الله مهدي next آية
أيوة يوم ينفخ فَالصُّورِ فَتَأْتُونَ أَفْوَاجَ
Thank you so much. Great. يَوْمَ Okay. Thank you so much. Muhammad Hadi. Next ayah.
وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا
ما شاء الله. Let me recite these two ayah. يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ فَتَأْتُونَ أَفْوَاجًا وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا أَبْ
وابا.
Bouncing sound, yes?
أبا وابا.
Great, great. Oh, من هل حسين؟
أبا وابا.
Okay. وسيرت الجبال فكانت سرابا.
Great. وسيرت الجبال فكانت سرابا. يحيى؟
إن جهنم كانت مرصادا.
ما شاء الله إن جهنم كانت مرصادا مهدي
للطاغين مآبا
louder
للطاغين مآبا
ما شاء الله thank you so much للطاغين مآبا normal sound okay not too high not too low
لنخرج به حبا ونباتا وجنات ألفافا إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا يوم ينفخ في الصور فتأتون أفواجا وفتحت السماء فكانت أبوابا وسيرت الجبال فكانت سرابا إن جهنم كانت مرصادا للطاغين مآبا
We'll take a break after reciting the salawat and
we'll
giving
to
thanks to IRL English Radio
bit,
for this kind
Japanese
of Quranic
words.
Sessions in behalf of everyone and maybe our brothers and sisters they really think IRB English Radio in cooperation with several international schools network who hold this kind of sessions may inshallah Allah Almighty reward them the reward of Jannah let's recite a salawat and inshallah we will be back
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر ومواعظ ونور فيه شفاء
الصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن